Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about a time of remembrance, paying attention to the things that God says we ought to remember, things that we see examples of the early church. Its leaders, its participants, choosing to remember, choosing to challenge others to remember, and all leading up to our ultimate remembrance of Jesus. And while we celebrate Resurrection Sunday once a year, really within the church, we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, not only every week, but we ought to be celebrating it every day that we live. It's the core of who we are in Christ. Without His sacrifice, without His willingness, His obedience, His drawing us to Himself, making the way possible, we're all lost. And so we celebrate and we remember. And our remembrance ought to lead us, to a greater obedience, a greater love, a greater respect and honor. And as we apply that to life, we recognize that the instructions of Jesus is that our remembrance of Him is an active remembrance, and it's shown in the way we treat one another. We honor Him when we treat people like He treats people. And so today we're going to spend a little time talking and praying about the need to remember to pray. Specifically to pray for others and to lift them up. It's not all that difficult to remember to pray when we're in trouble. To pray for our own needs, to pray for ourselves, to pray for what we can't accomplish on our own, but to remember to pray for others and to pray with thankfulness. Ephesians 1:16, Paul writes and says, "I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers." If you read the letters of Paul throughout the New Testament, you'll discover that this is a fairly common expression, worded in one manner or another, of letting his audience know that there's more to this letter than just the words that will be sent on a page. The letter is born out of prayer. It's born out of time with God. It's born out of love. There are times I get asked by people, how long does it take to prepare a sermon for Sunday? And I'll kind of give it some thought or give consideration to figuring out exactly how old I am. And the response generally now is that, well, at this point, it's taken about 60 years. And when we recognize that God uses the events in our life to prepare us for a specific moment, we begin to understand the magnitude of being thankful and praying for others leading up to our conversations. It doesn't take long examining the letters to the early churches that Paul sent out to realize that there were often times he was addressing some very serious problems, some serious conflicts, some serious issues within the church, between people. And he generally wants those who he's interacting with to be aware up front that he remembers them in his prayers all the time. That from Paul's perspective, they're not just a people, a group of people who are being disobedient. They're a group of people he's thankful for. And some need some correction, some need some training, some need some instruction, some need some encouragement. And the reason that we have these letters written down and saved for us, well, quite frankly, it's because God says they're breathed by Him and carried along by His Spirit as He gave utterance to individuals who would write it. But it's born out of love. It's born out of God's love for us that He would prompt His Spirit, He would send His Spirit to put the promptings of these letters into the mind of Paul, to put the promptings of Scripture into the minds of those that were recording the Gospels, the life of Jesus. And within that desire of God are these reminders to remember to pray for one another and to do so with thankfulness. Sometimes our prayers for those that we may not agree with sound a lot like the spoken words of the disciples of asking Jesus when conflict arises, "Do you want us to call down fire from heaven on them?" And our natural flesh prays that way in regard to our enemy. "God, will you just destroy them? Will you just remove them? Will you just..." And when we learn to pray and remember one another in our prayers with thankfulness, we begin to seek what's best for them. And there are many in our life that need the transforming power of God's Spirit to change them completely. And yet we can still pray with thankfulness that God has given them another moment, another time, another opportunity. And that God has used them to refine our beliefs, to refine our testimony, to strengthen our resolve and our commitment, our faithfulness to God. But as we live life, we get caught up in the routines of life in such a way that, well, it can become difficult to pray like we ought to pray. And I think at the core of that difficulty is an enemy that understands more than we do the power of prayer, the power of connecting with the living God. And if he can simply disrupt our willingness, our desire, our intent to pray, especially to pray for others, he wins that skirmish. And God's desire is that as we go through life, as people come to mind, and we may not even know, "Why in the world did I think about them now?" Use that opportunity to remember them in your prayers. You may have an idea of what they're going through and how you ought to pray. You may have no idea, and just remember them in your prayers, asking God to be with them, to strengthen them, to comfort them, to provide what they need, even if you're not able to be involved directly in that. It's often been said, and I've never served in the military, but as I've studied a little bit, one of the more effective strategies is to find ways to cut off communication. Soldiers, those who serve in a military unit, are trained to follow orders from whoever is higher up in command. And they follow orders from their higher ups, and on it goes. And so if the chain of communication is broken, unless there's been good training on alternative plans, confusion sets in. And when the enemy disrupts our communication with our commander, with our God, we find ourselves in confusing times in the way we relate to God, but in the way we relate to one another. And so we pray with thankfulness. And we remember one another in our prayers. We do so in a manner that seeks good according to their need. And we listen. We learn. We allow God's Spirit to not only shape our prayers, but to interpret on our behalf when we don't know what to say. And it's in that quiet moment of submission that God's Spirit takes the very heart of our prayers and begins to transform us into a useful servant, formed and fitted, shaped according to the will of the Master. That's the function of prayer. It's not to bend God to us, it's to shape us to Him. And when we are shaped in the image of the Master, the one that we were created in, we learn and we remember to pray with thanksgiving for the people God has put in our life. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself. It has given us this incredible privilege of coming to you in communion, in conversation, in relationship, in prayer. So God, today I pray with thankfulness for the people that you've put in my life. I pray with great thanksgiving for the family at Deer Run that you have called to yourself as this part of the body of Christ, that you have surrounded me with, that you use in great ways. And I'm thankful, Father, that you consider your servants, us people, individuals, worthy to bear the name Christ as we live as Christians, as we live like Him. And Father, I'm asking that you would help each one of us to remember one another in our prayers, that we would be aware of the struggles that go on in the lives of people around us, and we would not forget to include you in those conversations we have so that we would change. And we would be a greater help, a greater encouragement, a greater comfort to the needs of others. Father, I'm thankful that you have surrounded me with individuals who pray, who listen to you, who treat me not necessarily according to how and what I deserve, but according to your desire. And Father, may our prayers for one another always lead us to a greater view of them from your vantage point, to a greater respect, a greater honor, a greater understanding. Father, help us to grow in this practice of praying with thankfulness for all people, especially those that surround us, those that we interact with, those that are part of our family, those that are part of our church family, those that are part of our workplace, part of our schools, part of our everyday life, those that we enjoy being with, those that irritate us. May we pray with thanksgiving for each one of them, knowing that in those times of prayer, you will help us be the neighbor that we ought to be. You will help us be the co-worker we ought to be, the friend we ought to be, the brother or sister we ought to be. So God, may we remember to pray. And in all of our prayers, may we remember one another. And in that remembrance, may we continually lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday, a devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.